RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, welcome back in. It's the Texans on a Victory Monday, a Reaction Monday, a third straight year to the playoffs Monday for DeMeco Ryans. And maybe we can pull up a little bit, as you just heard from the coach. Listen, you know, it's no matter how they have arrived here, to understand where they were when Cal McNair and Hannah McNair and Nick Caserio had to come together and figure out what they were going to do after that run of bad football they were in, and to come back and this thing immediately get to where it is now, from the first 2 years making it to the playoffs to starting out 0-3, to starting out 3-5, to losing your quarterback for a little bit, losing tackles, injuries, and they are, hell, they've won more games than they've won the past 2 years and are in the playoffs. So in an impressive run that DeMeco Ryans has led this group to. Clint, we just heard from DeMeco. Again, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in. We're going to get to our Man Eye Institute Players of the Game coming up. You can send yours in. But your response to just hearing from the head coach now?
Yeah, I mean, for a guy that's won eight straight and clinched a playoff spot and has improved on last year and made the comeback, he sounds like he's borderline pissed off, don't he?
Still focused.
Boy, I tell you, still dialed in, maybe tired from holidays and getting prepared for this week. I don't know, but there's a little edge to DeMeco. No, look, I think the biggest question is to come out of this game is the offense, right? The explosive plays early. The appearing to have pulled your foot off the gas and been fine with the lead and maybe not being super aggressive in the second half and allowing this to be a one-score game kind of deal. I think that's where the reaction to DeMeco Ryans has to start. He did allude to the fact that the defense, the Chargers defense, adjusted. They turned up the heat. They pressured them more. They had to ultimately take what the defense gave them, which means getting the ball out early or throwing the ball away multiple times. I think it's clear from the head coach's words, right? From his mouth, clearly pressure is what caused the offense to struggle. If it weren't the pressure, it was just the simple adjustments that they made to giving up big plays early on, and the Texans offense wasn't able to adjust and make plays moving forward. And so interesting there, DeMeco's response to that question. I think that's going to be the biggest talking point moving forward. I mean, the defense played so damn good. You know, the special teams were really good. I think there were individual players that were either big in moments or had big games. And so there's a lot of positive to talk about. But the one thing that I think that is the biggest talking point moving forward for the Texans is an offense that's inconsistent, an offense that has no answers for pressure. And is that offense, is that version of this offense going to be enough in playoff scenarios for the Texans to win four straight games? So I think rightfully so, that question, that topic is going to be asked and discussed more so than anything else.
But what makes him feel better is, what does he say, you know, with this defense, if they give us 10 points or 7, that's we score 7 points, seven. Man, we feel like that should be enough. Yeah, that should be enough. So, yeah, it was good to hear from DeMeco. You hear from him later on at 5 o'clock.
No resting starters?
No resting starters. They're going to play. The division is still on the line.
They beat the Titans. They beat the Colts, and the Titans beat the Jaguars. They can still win the division, get a playoff game. And so they're not going to rest starters. They're going to play guys and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, and I think also even within that, right, what's their record compared if they lose, right, and the Bills and the Chargers win, like they would jump them because of, you know, they're all tied at 11-5. And if the Texans were to lose, I don't think they're going to lose to the Colts. That's another reason why you got to play. I don't think they're going to. Right now, they're sitting in that spot of they're going to play either Pittsburgh or Baltimore. Yeah. Right? If they lose, I'm saying they fear the others, but if they were to lose and those other teams were to win, they would drop out of the five spot. So their seeding can move, and I think that's why there's a big level of importance. All right, let's go to our Man Eye Institute players of the game. Tyler Milner, kick us off. Who's your Man Eye Institute player of the game?
Well, the Chargers were so damn worried about Will Anderson Jr., they let big Derek Barnett get back-to-back sacks in the second half. Two very big sacks.
Good one, T.
And I'm going with Derek Barnett. It sounded like this.
Herbert set to throw. Herbert, pocket collapsing, try to escape, and he's knocked down and sacked. Another one by this Houston Texans defense. Big play, Barnett getting in there. Second down and 15 for the Chargers from their 25. Herbert, shotgun, Hampton to his left. Two receivers right. Here's the snap. Herbert with a little time. He's sacked again. Barnett, back-to-back. Sacks.
So Derek Barnett is my choice for this week's player of the game.
Yeah, he sent 66 to fire in his helmet multiple times at the sideline. That was his first start at left tackle in I don't know how many years. But Derek Barnett, by the way, as you said, they were so keyed in on those other two. Those other two got sacks too. So Hunter got a sack. Bill got a sack. So, yeah, man, Derek Barnett was really, really good. For you, Clint, who is your Man Eye Institute player of the game?
I'm going to go with Blake Fisher. As you heard DeMeco Ryan say in the last segment, the offensive line, although there were several pressures and the quarterback threw the ball away smartly for the second week in a row, there was no pressures. And I think it's really impressive this week because you had Titus Howard at right tackle, you had Jarrett Patterson at left guard, and you had Blake Fisher at left tackle. And Blake Fisher, he played left tackle on Saturday, was charged with zero quarterback pressures. And that is a big, big step. I mean, there were times when he's left on an island. And for him to be able to bump out to left tackle after the struggles in training camp, after really being relegated to being the sixth offensive lineman in obvious run situations, and being, I think he would even admit it, being a disappointment in the 2025 season, to bounce out there at left tackle and play as well as he did, man, I think was big time. We needed the quarterback to get protected, really for his own health, but overall just to be able to score enough points to help this defense out. And both of the big plays in the first quarter required extra time for the quarterback to sit back there, extra time for the wide receiver to get over the top of a deep safety on both of those touchdown throws. And so when you look at this game, the only way you win is if your offense can make those plays, and I think the O-line – did a hell of a job on those two big plays, and Blake Fisher is one of those guys. So I'm going to ride with Blake Fisher.
I'm going to go with Henry Toa-Toa. 12 tackles. You heard DeMeco speak about Henry. This is a team that has a bunch of defensive stars.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Nobody jumped off the page more than Henry Toatoa. He was everywhere and arriving physically and violent. I thought he was the best player on the defense in the game. A sure tackler in open field a couple of times with Hampton and just took him down, read everything. He had a spectacular game. Henry Toatoa is not the one that you think of, and not the linebacker that you think of, but he was something else in the game on Saturday. So I'll go Henry Toatoa. Those are our Man Eye Institute players of the game. Man Eye Institute, see life better. Henry Toatoa, Derek Barnett, and Blake Fisher. Coming up, Clint got into it a little bit off of what D'Amico had to say, but let's look into it. Man, they were off to the races the first drive, the first two drives. A big plays, big touchdowns. You're like, oh, here we go. And then it kind of stalled, and then they kind of got back into that period where they go long stretches without really doing much of anything and need help to score, and J.K. Scott arrived for the Chargers as their punter to help them. What happened after the first two drives? We'll discuss that coming up next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.